Davidson, Pierce, Sam Hoffman. Could you join us, Mr. Murphy here? I'm sorry. Who did I say?
You didn't say Springer.
Springer, okay.
Well, look a lot alike.
I'm trying to get on your good side here. Would you join us, Frank? The department has suggested that there's an error in the legal description of the existing statutes, and request that on line 27, after the north one half of the southeast one quarter of the southeast one quarter, there should be one more southeast one quarter. Is that correct, Mr. Murphy?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. That's not none of the land that's being added to the park. It's land that's already in there. It's a legal description error that was made 15 years ago when it was originally established. Just thought we'd take the opportunity to correct that.
So let me make sure I understand how that legal description works. So if you take the north half of the southeast quarter, southeast quarter, southeast quarter. Maybe you could you draw us a picture of how you get there from here?
The way you do, you kind of do these backwards. You draw your square there, and you start reading it from the backwards. So you say the southeast quarter, which would this be, of the southeast quarter, which is this, of the north half, which would be. And there's another quarter, so that comes down to a quarter times a quarter times a quarter is a 64th times a half is 128th, which is 5 acres. So it actually means that there's only 5 acres instead of the 20 acres that it shows here.
So we're reducing,
yes,
the park by 15 acres.
Yeah.
I would feel more comfortable if we had a map, but...
Okay, well, Mr. Chairman, as a practical matter, it's pretty much clerical because it only applies to state land, and if the land there is not state land, it doesn't have any effect on it anyway. So if you have any concerns about it, it's just something that makes it a little bit clearer to people, and it really doesn't have anything to do with the legislation at hand.
Okay. Is the problem that they don't want 20 acres?
Pardon?
Was the problem that they didn't want 20 acres?
No, it's just an error. It won't have any effect. It just it may cause some people some concern that some private land they own is actually in the park, or some Department of Transportation property or something like that. But as a legal matter, it won't have any effect.
All right. Well, we appreciate you bringing it to our attention. Mike Abbott is here from the Resource Development Council. Apparently, would like to say a word or two.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Mike Abbott. I'm the project's coordinator for the Resource Development Council out of Anchorage. I'm here today to support the Greenbelt Exchange that's before you, and say the Resource Development Council is fully supportive of land exchanges, which are of equal value, as this one certainly appears to be in all intents and purposes. And as such, it's one that we can support. We think it furthers a lot of goals and can make a lot of things happen in the city and in Anchorage, and it's good policy for the state. Any questions, we'd be glad to answer.
Thank you very much, Maya. Is there anything else that the committee would like as far as information, or what's the pleasure of the committee on legislation? Is there objection to moving the bill? If not, it's moved. Anything else come for the committee? Return. Thank you, sir. Well, I need you to make the motion.